个新的开始。
Hopefully, the Lord will give us a new beginning in our life and our family.
今天跟大家分享的信息是很多的基督徒很熟悉的。
Today's our message is something that we all know.
叫做主祷文。
It's the Lord's prayer.
实际上，这个主祷文不是主耶稣的祷告文。
So the Lord's prayer is not the prayer from Jesus.
是主耶稣来教导这些门徒怎么样来祷告。
As the Lord Jesus teach us how to pray.
因为主耶稣的门徒发现，耶稣在很多的时刻里面自己去祷告。
Because the disciples find that Jesus always go to a solitary place and pray.
但是他们不知道到底怎么祷告。
But they don't know how to pray.
所以他们跟耶稣说，你可不可以教我们祷告，好像施洗约翰教他的门徒祷告。
So that's why they asked Jesus to teach them how to pray, just like the Baptist John teach his disciples how to pray.
所以耶稣就教导门徒来祷告。
So Jesus taught them how to pray.
他一开口的祷告的时候说，我们在天上的父。
So his prayer started as our Father in heaven.
当对天上的这位上帝说天上的父的时候，祷告的人就是他的儿女。
So when we say our Father in heaven, and then that means we are sons and daughters of God.
任何做儿女的，在父母的身上一定有权柄的、权力的。
So we all have power as the sons and daughters of God.
We got rights and privilege as a child of God. Okay.因为这位天父爱我们。
Because God loves us.
而且这位天父呢，他很希望跟我们讲话。
And he loves to talk to us.
我想问在座的每一位，有一个问题，您的父亲呢，跟你之间的关系是他常常找机会来跟你聊天讲话的，请你举手。
So I'm going to ask a question. If some of your fathers like always trying to talk to you, raise your hands.
Okay, one, two. Anyone? Okay. Thank you. 谢谢哈。大概只有三四五位而已哈。
So only have 4 or 5.
所以我们常常从我们的父亲呢身上呢去 project 这位天父。
So sometimes we can see our heavenly father from our own biological father.
因为我的爸爸不常常来跟我讲话，所以我就想，天父也不会常常找我讲话。
So sometimes because our own father don't talk to us often, we think our heavenly father don't talk to us often either.
所以有时候我们对这位天父呢，我们用自己的观念去想，他大概是这样的一位。
So sometimes we just think our heavenly father is just like that based on our opinions.
特别是东方的文化呢，父亲是很少很少啊，主动去找孩子讲话的。
Especially according to our Chinese culture, father usually don't come to their children to talk to them.
如果父亲正经八百找儿子、孩子讲话的时候，孩子就知道麻烦来了。
So if the father talked to the boy or the girls, and then the children knows, oh, we're in trouble.
但是我们的这位天父呢，他一直的想找我们讲话。
But our heavenly father wants to talk to us always.
他从创世纪一直讲，一直讲，讲到启示录。
He talked to us from the beginning, from Genesis to all the way to Revelation.
但是很多人听他讲，讲到利未记的时候就睡着了。
But somebody would just fall asleep when they get to Leviticus.
所以我们跟天父的关系的里面呢，事实上天父想尽各样的方法，找各样的机会要跟我们讲话。
But our heavenly Father find all ways and opportunities to talk to us.
所以当我们听到他讲话的时候呢，我们就有办法回话。
So when we hear him, we can reply.
这个回话就是叫做祷告。
So how to reply? It's called prayer.
而且在这里，主耶稣教他们说，我们在天上的父。
And here Jesus said, "Our Father in heaven."
所以我们可以跟 这位天父祷告呢，是我们的权利。
So it's our privilege to talk to our Father in heaven.
但是我们的经验里面知道，儿女如果从很小的时候做儿女的人，要跟父母讲话呢，事实上是不需要学的。
So as we all know how to talk to our parents. We don't need to learn.
一个做儿女的人呢，他想讲什么就讲什么。
As a son and daughter, we say whatever we want to say.
所以在这里，为什么耶稣要教他们祷告呢？
Why Jesus has to teach them how to pray here?
所以我们在这里要看见，事实上在这个地方，耶稣从他的这些门徒的身上有看见要一个身份要转换的。
Because there's some changes needs to be made.
我们是天父的儿女。
We are sons and daughters of our heavenly Father.
主耶稣在这个祷告里面，希望这些做儿女的呢，能够从儿女呢成为上帝的门徒。
So here Jesus hoped that we will.From as a daughter and sons of God, become disciples of God.
所以我们等一下看到主耶稣的教导的祷告里面呢，为什么耶稣要这样的教他们这样的祷告呢
？So we'll see why Jesus is trying to teach them.
因为我们都不是这样的祷告。
Because we don't pray like that.
所以才要教我们说，你要用这种方法来祷告。
So that's why he has to teach us. You need to pray like that in this way.
这里一开始的祷告他说愿人都尊你的名为圣 Hallowed be thy, your name
Here he said Hallowed be your name
愿你的国降临
Your kingdom come
愿你的旨意行在地上如同行在天上
Your will be done on earth as it's in heaven
所以我们看见主耶稣教导这些做神的儿女要成为门徒的话呢你的祷告一开始呢是三个愿望。
So, as a daughter and sons of God trying to become a disciples of God, there are three things we need to learn.
这三个愿望不是以我们做中心的。
It's not our self-centered.
是以神为中心的。
And it's God-centered.
我不知道弟兄姐妹，你的祷告常常是为自己的需要去祷告呢，还是为着上帝的需要祷告呢
？So I don't know, brothers and sisters, when you pray for your own purpose or you pray for God's purpose.
所以这个地方，耶稣知道我们会常常为我们自己的需要祷告而已。
But Jesus knows that we always pray for our own needs.
所以在这里，让我们看见说，上帝他有他自己的需要。
And here.Jesus shows us that God has his needs too.
我们做儿女的哪一天你的父母认为你成熟了是在那一天你会注意到你父母的需要你关心他们的时候你就是成熟的时候了。
So how you can tell your sons and daughters are mature on that day when you care about your parents' needs, that day you become mature.
所以主耶稣在这里教我们说，你们要以神作为你们的中心来祷告。
And here Jesus taught us we need to think God first.
耶稣为什么说愿人都尊你的名为圣呢
？And why Jesus said Hallowed be your name?
为什么会这样的方法来祷告呢
？Why say that?
因为很多的人都不尊上帝的名为圣。
But a lot of people don't think God's name is holy.
神他自己有他的名字
And God has his own name
事实上神的名字呢就是他自己代表他自己
And God's name is himself
在圣经里面上帝多番多次的告诉百姓他的名字叫做什么
There are so many times in the Bible God told people what his name is
其中有一个名字叫做以利沙代
And there's name he called himself El Shaddai.
这个以利沙代在中文里面没有翻出来，他翻出来叫做全能的神。
And there's no translation in Chinese, but in English, El Shaddai means God Almighty.
就是讲到我的名字是这个以利沙代呢是全足、全丰、全能。
So that means God's name is a full self-sufficient.
全主的意思就是说我一点都没有缺乏不需要你们给我任何东西我一样也没有缺的
That means I don't need anything I have everything
全丰的意思就是说我不但有而且我是丰盛到一个地步啊，要满出来了
So it's not only have I have full
而且是全能的，没有一件事情能够难倒我的。
And God is sufficient. There is nothing too difficult for Him to do.
所以当上帝告诉他的百姓说：“我的名字是以利沙代”的时候，你尊他的名为圣吗？你真的把这位上帝当作这样的上帝吗
？So when He told you His name is El Shaddai, do you think His name is holy in your heart?
弟兄姐妹，你要知道，如果你带着一个哭丧的脸，带着一个失望的脸，来到上帝的面前的时候，上帝要对你说：“你所信的这位上帝是全能、全足、全丰的上帝吗
？”So if you go before God with a sad face and disappointed, do you think God is all powerful?
就好像一个孩子到一个亿万富翁的父亲的面前，那个小孩子却带着哭丧的脸说：“我这里穷，那里不足，这里少。”
Just like a children come to his million-dollar rich father and say, "I'm so poor."
这个就是不尊他的名为圣的意思。
That's you don't think his name is holy.
因为他是全足、全丰、全能的，你却到他的面前，你是他的儿女，你却不是一个全能、全丰、全足的儿女。
But you come to the God Almighty, but you don't think yourself is all sufficient.
所以弟兄姐妹，有时候我们叫做信心不足的意思，事实上就是这个原因。
Sometimes we say ourselves we have no confidence.
我们来到他的面前，觉得说：“上帝啊，你大概这个地方不太够，所以我需要帮助你。”
So sometimes we come before God, say, "God, you are not doing this according to what I wanted. I need to help you."
虽然你是全丰全足的上帝，但是我缺乏的这么厉害，你大概没有办法帮助我。
However, you're God Almighty. What I need, you might not be able to help me.
所以这个叫做尊他的名为圣，就是他的名字是什么，你就必须用真正他所代表的，你来面对他。
So that's what it means. Hallowed be your name. You have to respect God's name in your heart.
因为神的名就是他自己。
Because God's name is Himself.
所以你要分别为圣。
Because that's why you have to honor His name.
我们过的日子的里面，如果你是接受耶稣基督的话，就是表示耶稣基督的名字在你的身上了。
So in our life, if you accept Jesus as your Savior, that means you carry Jesus' name on you.
你就代表耶稣基督了。
And you represent Him.
所以你所去的地方，你代表耶稣基督。
Wherever you go, you represent Jesus.
你如果到那个耶稣不想去的地方，事实上你就是不尊他的名为圣。
So if you go someplace where Jesus does not want to go, that means you do not honor His name.
如果你看那些耶稣不想看的东西，你就不尊他的名为圣。
If you see or read the things that you think Jesus does not like, that means you do not honor His name.
因为我们常常不尊他的名为圣。
Because we often do that.Not honoring His name.
所以我们需要这样祷告。
So we need to pray like this.
上帝啊，愿我尊你的名为圣。
And God, hallowed be Thy name.
愿你的国降临。
Your kingdom come.
在圣经里面讲到国的国度的意思的，都是讲到权柄的事情。
So when we talk about the kingdom, we talk about power and authority.
权柄。的相对就是顺服。
So, on the other side, it's obedience.
因为人不都顺服神的权柄。
Because we do not obedient to God always.
神说不应该这样做，我们拒绝。
God said, "Don't do that," but we refuse to do it.
神说要这样做，我们拒绝。
And God said, "You should do it," and we don't.
他的权柄并不被顺服。
And His power, we do not obey.
所以我们需要这样的祷告。
So we need to pray like this.
愿你的国度降临在我的身上。
Your kingdom come.
愿你的权柄在我身上。
Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
第三个的祷告说：愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
And the third one is, Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
神的旨意的意思就是说，如果这个旨意完成的时候呢，神会喜悦的。
The will of God is when the will of God is done, He will be happy.
我常常听人说，我不知道神的旨意是什么。
I often heard people say, I don't know what will of God is.
如果你看整本的圣经呢，神的旨意只有一个而已。
If you read the whole Bible, there's only one will of God.
不像人的旨意有好多的选择。
It's not like a will of people, there are so many.
有一个牧师的儿子啊，开始交女朋友。
There's a pastor's son starting to having a girlfriend.
这个儿子呢很孝顺，他来问他的妈妈说，我不知道这个女朋友是不是神的旨意。
So he asked his mother, I don't know if God's will for me to have this girl.
那是不是要问说，上帝是喜欢漂亮的呢，还是喜欢这个很可爱的呢？
So I don't know if God likes the beautiful one or the cute one.
或者是上帝喜欢比较胖一点的，还是瘦一点的？
Or the chubbier one or skinnier one.
或者是上帝喜欢那个喜欢吃辣的，还是喜欢吃酸的呢？
Or got like the girl who liked to eat sour food or spicy food.
所以变成好像很多的选择，到底是上帝这个女孩子是你为我预备的还是不是呢？
So there's so many choices, so it's confused him that don't know if that's a girl God prepared for him.
他的母亲很有智慧。
And his mother is full of wisdom.
他的母亲告诉他说，你怎么知道是神的旨意呢？
His mother told him, how do you know if it's will of God?
他就告诉他说，当你们开始交往了以后呢，你发现你与耶稣因为交往了以后更亲近耶稣呢，还是更远离耶稣？
So his mother told him, when you start to have this relationship, you feel yourself as closer to Jesus or you move further away from Jesus.
如果你交了这个女朋友，结果呢，你与耶稣越来越遥远。
If you move away from Jesus after dating this girl,
这个旨意就很明显了。
And then you know the will of God.
如果你与他交往，结果你越亲近耶稣。
But after having a relationship with this girl, you move closer and closer to Jesus.
所以不是很困难的。
So it's not really difficult.
因为我们有太多自己的选择，所以觉得神的旨意很难寻找。
Because there's sometimes so many choices for ourselves, so it's hard for us to see the will of God.
所以耶稣说，你们要这样祷告。
So that Jesus said, you need to pray like this.
因为上帝的旨意在天上呢，是通行无阻的，完全的贯彻的。
Because the will of God in heaven is, it's all powerful.
但是耶稣的上帝的旨意呢，在地上呢，遇到了人呢，就受到了拦阻。
But there are hindrances on earth.
所以我们需要这样的祷告。
So we need to pray like this.
就是上帝，愿你的旨意行在我这个人的身上，如同行在天上一样。
So it's like your will be done on me as your will be done in heaven.
所以这个是我们要祷告的重点在这里。
So that's the emphasis of our prayers.
愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Hallowed be thy name.
愿你的国降临。
Your kingdom come.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
这个祷告呢，是以上帝为中心的。
So this prayer is God-centered.
这个祷告可以变成你自己个人的祷告。
You can turn it into your own prayer.
你可以跟上帝祷告说，愿我尊你的名为圣。
You can tell God, let me hallowed be your name.
愿你的国降临在我的身上。
And your kingdom come.
愿你的旨意行在我身上，如同行在天上。
And your will be done on me, as it is in heaven.
所以耶稣教导门徒呢，说你们要以上帝的需要呢，为你们祷告的重心。
So that Jesus taught his disciples, they need to focus what God wants.
但是耶稣也顾念到我们人的需要。
But he also concerned our personal needs too.
我们人有三个部分的需要。
And we have three needs.
一个是灵，一个是魂，一个是体。
We have soul, spirit, and body.
第一个，耶稣在这里祷告说，教我们祷告说，我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们。
And he said here, give us today our daily bread.
这是我们身体的需要。
And this is need for our body.
身体的需要，如果一般人的思想里面认为这个是一个很属世的事情。
So physical need, people would think it's very earthly.
但是耶稣说你们要祷告。
But Jesus said you need to pray.
我们知道我们的祖先呢、啊，亚当和夏娃，就是吃东西吃出问题来。
We know that our ancestor Adam and Eve, the problem come from the food.
如果那个时候亚当要吃那个禁果的时候呢，他如果来一个泄饭祷告的话，他就不会吃的。
If Adam prayed such prayer before he taken the forbidden fruit, he wouldn't have taken it.
一直等到耶稣来到这个世上的时候，他吃的事情上没有出问题。
So when Jesus come to this world,
他吃食物的事情上没有出问题。
Oh, there is no problem as eating and drinking.
那个时候耶稣四十天没有东西吃。
And he didn't eat or drink for 40 days.
魔鬼来试探他说：“若是神的儿子，你可以让这个石头变成面包。”
And then the Satan tempted him, said, "If you're son of God, you can turn the rocks into bread."
但是耶稣说：“人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。”
But Jesus said, "Man live not on bread alone, but the word of God."
所以我们在吃的事情上需要祷告。
So we need to pray.Before we eat.
当我们还不认识上帝的时候，我们觉得我们靠我们自己的奋斗努力，我们能够挣得这碗饭来吃。
Before we know God, we know we earn the food that we eat.
那不需要谢任何人，只要谢谢我自己。
And we don't need to thank anybody, just thank myself.
事实上，这里讲到说，今日的饮食讲的就是我们今天来说的，就是我们的工作。
So here said our daily bread, that means our daily work also.
我们要为我们的工作来祷告。
We need to pray for our daily work.
因为这份工作所代表的，事实上后面需要上帝的祝福。
Because the job, the work we have, need blessing from God.
有时候我们往往想说，我可以吃这碗饭，我就以为是我的能力。
Sometimes you say we can do such things and do such works because of my ability.
我们所要吃的食物的里面，事实上有阳光，有空气。也有雨水，还有大地。
So the food actually we eat, we really think it come from the sun, the air, the rain, and the ground.
这些没有一样是我自己制造出来的。
There's nothing made by ourselves.
这个乃是上帝所赐的。
Those are all blessings from God.
有时候我们只看到我们眼前所付出的那一份，却不知道背后有多少的条件必须摆在那里，我们才能够拿到手上的这一份。
So sometimes you only see the obvious and didn't see how many things have to go behind the scene to get this thing.
所以我们要用一个仰望的心，用一个感恩的心来对上帝的这样的祷告。
So we need to be thankful as we pray.
他在这里的祷告说，我们日用的饮食今日赐给我们。
And here she said, give us today our daily bread.
所以我们不是一个依靠自己的能力说这一年的食物我自己都能够应付了。
So here's tell us not to think that, okay, based on my ability, I can prepare the whole year's food for myself.
他说今日的饮食赐给我们。
He said here, today our daily bread.
也就是说我们每一天用仰望的心向神来祈求。
So that means every day with thanksgiving, we ask God.
一个很属世的事情，一般的世俗的需要呢，我们也可以用属灵的方法来看待。
So something, however, is earthly, we can look in a different spiritual way.
有时候泄饭呢，要从心里面发出来。
Sometimes we pray, for our food, it should come out of your heart.
而且从心里呢，要连接到上帝。
And has to have connection with God.
你会发现，你吃的这顿饭。味道会很好的。
And then you find that the food you eat is more delicious.
一个仰望和感恩的心，会让你这个人从里面，即使在饮食上，你能得到上帝的祝福。
With thanksgiving, and then you will have blessings from God even when you eat and drink.
这接下来为我们的需要，他说免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债。
And the next one, he said, "Forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors."
刚才讲到身体的需要。
Now we just talk about our physical need.
现在讲到我们魂的需要，所有的需要。
Now it's the needs of our soul.
事实上，在人魂的地方，就是讲到人与人的相处的关系上。
So when we talk about soul, it's about human relationships with each other.
我们有思想，我们有情感，我们有意志。
And we have our mind and our feelings.
所以我们在人的魂的里面呢，有一个普遍存在的问题。
So there is a common problem in our soul.
我们不肯赦免别人。
We do not forgive other people.
因为人与人相处的时候，一定会产生冲突的。
Because when you're dealing with people, there will be frictions.
因为没有一个人是一样的。
And nobody are same.
所以当冲突产生的时候呢，我们的里面呢就会产生一个怨恨。
So when there's conflict, there's hatred.
这个就好像觉得别人欠我的债。
That feels like people are doing wrong to you.
我们记不记得彼得有一次跑来跟耶稣说：“我的弟兄得罪我，我原谅他七次，可以不可以
？”Remember when Peter one time he asked Jesus, "Lord, if my brother sin against me, shall I forgive him about seven times?"
事实上，彼得讲这句话的意思是说：“我原谅他七次了。”事实上，耶稣啊，你要褒奖我啊。
So what Peter means like, I have forgiven him seven times, and Lord, you need to praise me.
我们读了圣经以后就了解，其实彼得的个性是一个非常急躁的人。
So after reading Bible, we know Peter is a very, he has a
hot temper.
Hot temper.
他还没有想过呢，他话已经讲出来了。
Before he think, he talks.
他的兄弟是安德烈啊，是一个很安静。很细心的人。
His brother's Andrew. It's very quiet and meek.
你想想看，一个脾气非常急躁的人跟一个很安静仔细的人，哪一个容易得罪另外一个人？
So let's think about one is the one with hot temper, the other one is quiet and meek. Which one is more often offend the other?
就彼得说，我的兄弟如果得罪我的话，其实注意看，说不定还是他去得罪他的弟兄啊。
So when Peter said, my brother again, sinned against me, maybe actually he sinned against his brother.
主耶稣跟他讲说，不是七次，乃是七十个七次。
And Jesus said, I tell you not seven times, but 77 times.
所以如果数学算个快的人就说，哦，那我原谅我的弟兄490次，那就可以了。
So people good with math think, oh, I need to forgive my brother 490 times.
主耶稣在这里的意思事实上是你一直的原谅，你一直的原谅，你原谅到你都忘记了几次了，这个叫做七十个七次的意思。
So what Jesus meant here, you just keep forgiving them till you forget what their sin against you, and that's real forgiven.
因为当别人得罪我的时候，如果我不肯赦免他的时候，事实上你自己本人就是一个受害者。
So when people sin against you, you don't forgive them, and you are the true victim.
你的心里面就有一个监牢。
And there's torment in your heart.
那个监牢的里面就关着那些得罪你的人。
And then in the jail, there are all the people that have offended you.
有时候三更半夜想起了那个关在监牢里面那个犯人，你又把他提出来重新再审一次。
And sometimes in the middle of the night, you think about all the jailers inside of your heart. You get them out and
整夜在那里审啊，你晚上觉一定睡不好的。
And talk to them all night, you can't sleep.
所以这个早上加班，晚上也加班。
So you work over time during the day and I work over time during the night.
而且这些被你关在监牢里面的人都是判无期徒刑的。
And all these people that in your jail in your heart, that's kind of life in prison.
一想起来，一生气了。就把他抓出来再审一次。
Every time you think about them, you got angry, and then you kind of go through the whole process again.
这样反复的做了以后呢，你自己成为一个很深的受害者。
And then if you do that over and over again, you become a victim.
但是主耶稣说，他就用一个比喻来告诉彼得。
And Jesus used a story to tell Peter.
他说有一个人欠了一个主人1000万两的银子。
He said, there is a servant who owed his master 10,000 talents.
他来跟他的主人求说，我可不可以把我的妻子我的儿女都卖掉来还你这个钱。
And then he begged his master, say, can I sell my son and my wife and everything I have to pay you back?
然后他就跟那主人说，即使我把我的妻子儿女都卖掉，我还是没有办法还你的钱。
And he said, even I sell everything I have, I still cannot pay back what I owe you.
他的主人说，我就免了你所有的债。
But the master took pity on him and canceled all his debt.
他这个债被免了以后，他就很高兴就出来了。
So after his debt was canceled, he was very happy and went out.
出来的时候看到门口迎面而来的是一个欠他十两银子的人。
And then he ran into a fellow servant who only owed him 100 denarii.
他就揪着他的脖子说，你把你的钱还给我。
So he grabbed him, choked him and said, pay me back what you owe me.
并且把你的妻子把她卖掉。
Sell your wife.
这个主人出来看到这个刚刚他免了他的，告诉他说，你把我那一千万两的银子还给我。
So the master who just canceled this servant's debt come out and say, you pay back what you owed me.
这里让我们看见一个图画。
So we see a picture here.
耶稣，我们欠他一千万两的银子。
So we owe Jesus 10,000 talents.
他在十字架上面免了我们一切的债。
And on the cross, he canceled all our debts.
但是我们却去找我们的弟兄，我们的姐妹，我们要向他讨那十两的银子的债。
But we go to our friends, our brothers and sisters, ask for the 100 denarii they owed us.
我们逼他，逼他，让他无路可走。
We push them out of the way.
这样的结果，你的心里面你会有一个罪疚的 guilty 的感觉。
And then you actually will feel guilty in your heart.
因为你曾经是一个被赦免的人。
Because you are the one who's forgiven.
你的债那么多，但是耶稣都免了。
And you have so many debt on you, but Jesus canceled them all.
你过的一个日子是一个过着一个从来没有被赦免过的一个人的生活。
But you still live a life like you have never been forgiven.
因为你从来那千万两真的没有在你的心中被赦免掉。
Because all the 10,000 talents is never really canceled in your heart.
即使耶稣已经赦免你了。
However, Jesus already canceled your debt.
但是你还是过着一个欠千万两的这样的日子。
But you still carry the burden that you owe him.
原因在哪里呢？
What's the reason?
因为你不肯赦免别人的罪。
Because you don't want to forgive others.
主耶稣知道我们这样的话会受苦的。
And Jesus knows that we will suffer.
我们在属灵上没有办法成长了。
And we can't grow.
所以主耶稣说，你们要这样的祷告。
So Jesus teaches you need to pray like
this. 免我的债。
Forgive us our debt.
如同我免了别人的债。
As we also have forgiven our debtors.
我们的这个人的魂的里面，我们是需要被赦免的。
So in our soul, we need to be forgiven.
主耶稣说，你要过一个被赦免过的人的生活。
So Jesus told us, you need to live a life as the one who has been forgiven.
最末了，不但我们的身体有需要要祷告，我们的魂有需要要祷告，我们的灵也有一个需要，我们要来祷告。
So it's not only our body and our soul have needs, our spirit has needs too.
不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one.
在英文的圣经讲得更明确。
So it's more detailed in English version of the Bible.
英文的讲法就是说，不要引导我们进入试探。
So it means do not lead us into temptation.
救我们脱离那个恶者。
And deliver us from the evil one.
那个恶者指的就是撒旦。
And the evil one means Satan.
所以在这里我们看见一个基督徒活的世界里面呢，你会遇到灵界的攻击。
So as we know, as a Christian, we live in this world, we will be attacked spiritually also.
所以在这里我们要祷告说，不要，上帝你不要引导我进入试探。
So here we say, lead us not into temptation.
基督徒在这个世界呢，有两种的可能你会进入试探的。
So there are two possibilities that you'll be tempted.
第一个，因为这个世界是魔鬼所控制的世界。
Because the whole world was under control of Satan.
所以我们住在这个世上呢，一定会遇到种种的试探。
So as we live in this world, we will run into all kinds of temptation.
所以我们是经常的要面对属灵的征战。
So we'll face the spiritual warfare also.
这个仇敌呢，是我们的仇敌。
The enemy is our enemy.
他要与我们打这个征战，他用正面的，他打不赢的时候，他就用反面的方法，用试探的方法来。
So sometimes the enemy cannot attack us, but he will use a different way to attempt us.
第二种的征战呢，是你已经在主的路上已经有一段的时间了，你也已经逐步在成长。
And the second one is you already walk with the Lord.
但是在你的里面深处的里面呢，有一种的问题，有一种的毛病呢，你自己并不知道的。
But there's something in you.That's not right, but you don't know.
所以上帝会把你引到试探的里面，让你在这个试探中认识你自己是谁。
So sometimes God will let you be tempted to know what you are tempted.
有的人认为自己非常的圣洁。
Some people think they're very holy.
所以他甚至看不起一些的人。
And look down on other people.
但是他自己不自觉。
And he doesn't know.
所以虽然你是一个相当不错的人，但是你里面有那个自己隐藏在深处里面的骄傲啊，你并没有办法看见。
So, however, you're doing well in everywhere, but there is a proud issue inside of you which you don't know.
所以上帝就许可试探领导你。
And God will allow the temptation.
在这样的情况之下，你最终你就开始看到原来我真正的样子是什么。
And then afterwards, go through the temptation, you will see, oh, that's my problem.
所以圣经才劝我们说，你们不要自己以为站得稳。
So the Bible said, don't be self-righteous.
免得跌倒。
And so that you won't fall.
所以我们要用一个谦卑的心向神来祷告说，上帝啊，你不要把我引到试探的里面，因为我会站不住的。
What we should do is, with a humble heart, we should ask God,Do not lead us into temptation because I cannot stand it.
求你救我脱离那个恶者，仇敌魔鬼。
And please deliver us from the evil one.
弟兄姐妹，我们在这个世界基督徒过的日子其实是相当艰难的。
Brothers and sisters, as a Christian, we live in this world. Our life is not easy.
因为你有一个看不见的敌人。随时找机会要对你下手的。
Because there is invisible enemy and will attack you anytime, anywhere.
你记不记得你过了一段很近前的日子里面，过了一段时间，你就有一种无聊的感觉出来了。
So do you realize sometimes when we have a very quiet and peaceful time, and then you suddenly feel it's very boring?
就像大卫一样。
Like David.
他在王宫里面过的日子已经过得很不错了，但是太平淡了。
As he live in the palace, which have very wonderful life, but he just think it's too boring.
所以他到了屋顶上面去散步。
So he walk on top of the roof.
那就看到一个女人在那边洗澡。
And see a woman was taking her shower.
试探就来了。
And then here comes the temptation.
因为他觉得国度都已经建立了，到处都平安了，再也没有敌人了。
Because they think I set up the kingdom, everything is well and it's peaceful and safe.
魔鬼就在那里等着他。
And Satan's there, right, waiting for him.
一个如日中天的一个君王，就一个小事情就倒下去了。
And then such a powerful king, because it's one thing, he fell.
所以我们需要祷告。
That's why we need to pray.
不叫我们被引入试探的里面。
Lead us not into temptation.
灵里面需要谦卑啊。
We need to
弟兄姐妹，在你日常祷告的里面，你回忆看看，你有没有曾经为你不要被引入试探祷告过呢
？Brothers and sisters, have you ever prayed for yourself that not be led into temptation?
如果不谨慎的时候，你就发现你不多久你就遇到试探，你就跌倒了。
If we're not careful, we'll be tempted, and we will fall.
我们有身体的需要， 我们有魂的需要，我们有灵的需要。
We have our physical needs, we have needs for our soul, and also needs for our spirit.
我们身体的需要，我们要学习来仰望主，还是属灵的。
So when we have physical needs, we need to look up to God.
我们魂里面需要赦免，也是属灵的。
And then the soul, we need forgiveness, and that's spiritual too.
我们要远离试探，也是属灵的。
And then we'll keep ourselves away from temptation.
所以整个主耶稣的教导的祷告里面，事实上都跟他息息相干的。
So the whole Lord's prayer it has everything to do with him.
所以最末了，耶稣告诉他们说：“因为国度、权柄、荣耀，全是你的，直到永远。”
And then finally, Jesus said, "For yours is the kingdom and power and glory forever."
弟兄姐妹，我们祷告的时候就是。因为有这个根据，我们来祷告的。
And brother and sister, when we pray, because we believe this, we pray.
有时候解圣经的人呢，把魔鬼啊解成错误了。
Sometimes people translate the Bible, they translate Satan in the wrong way.
他们说魔鬼是上帝的仇敌。
They say Satan is the enemy of God.
不是的。
That's not right.
因为魔鬼根本没有能力对上帝做任何事情的。
Because Satan has no power over God.
魔鬼是上帝儿女的仇敌。
And Satan is the enemy of God's son and daughters.
他的对象是我们。
And he will attack us.
因为魔鬼对上帝是一点办法都没有的。
Because Satan cannot do anything to God.
所以我们要宣告，因为国度、权柄、荣耀，全是你的。
That's why I will say, yours is the kingdom and power and glory.
这个不是未来的事情。
It's not me.
这是从现在一直到永恒。
It's from,
国度、权柄、荣耀都是神的。
It's from now to forever. All the kingdom and power and glory is all belong to God.
所以他是已经得胜的。
And he is full of victory.
所以你反复的这样的宣告的时候呢，你就立于不败之地。
So every time when we proclaim it, we are the winners.
我可以软弱。
I can be weak.
我可以跌倒。
I can fall.
但是因为国度、权柄、荣耀都是上帝的。
But because the kingdom, power, and glory all belong to God.
我是他的儿女。
I'm his daughter and son.
我是他的门徒。
I'm his disciples.
我依靠的不是我自己。
I'm not depending on myself.
因为国度、权柄、荣耀全是他的。
Because kingdom and power and glory are all his.
我在他的国度里面。
I'm in his kingdom.
我服在他的权柄之下。
And I'm under his power.
我就能够进入他的荣耀。
And I can enter his glory.
而且这是直到永远。
And that's forever.
阿们。
Amen.
阿们的意思就是诚心所愿，真的是从我心里面发出来的。
Amen means that this.Truly, truly come out of our heart.
弟兄姐妹，这样的话，我们就可以不需要看眼前。
So if we do that, we don't have to look at what we have right now.
眼前的遭遇跟处境如何，上帝已经是得胜者了。
So it doesn't matter what we have at the present time, God is a winner already.
我只要仰望他。
All I need to do is look up to him.
我信靠他。
And trust him.
我就能够安然度过。
And I will be safe.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.